Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Supreme Court, the wretched Supreme Court. Here we go again. Yeah, I'm on that side here. It's Roberts. It's Amy Coney Barrett, who was a miss by President Trump. And Kavanaugh, possibly a miss. They conspired along with the three progressives on the court. You could mail it in, their vote. To say that when the Biden administration was leaning with the full power of the federal government, many times on social media in particular, nothing to see here. They don't have standing to sue. You know what no standing is? And it's not just me. It's other legal experts, since I'm not a law school graduate, but saying it's choking. It's cowardice. They don't want to rule on this. The lower court said that Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, all these were not censoring around COVID, Hunter Biden, and a million other things, which we're told you're dopes and Joe Biden is a rocket scientist. They weren't censoring based on their own desires, but because of illegal government pressure. As a result, the district court had issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting a broad range of communication by the government. And it applied nationwide. If you had been on social media since then, this order protected your right to free speech. So we're waiting. Look, I put my cards on the table. This immunity case, we're all waiting for it. Yes, this immunity case is not going to be a silver bullet of anything. It's not. I don't see the Supreme Court saying a president has complete immunity. I don't see them lessening the immunity or saying no immunity. They're going to kick it back to the lower court to decide the metric on immunity. So we're all going nuts on this. Meanwhile, this case drops today. This is the enemy of democracy. It's Biden and his henchmen. The people that arrested Mark Houck at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday with guns drawn with their kids there over nothing. That's who it is. The people who told us during COVID, you're dopes, you don't know anything, follow Fauci, follow the science. And we're wrong on much of it. The same people who shut down the schools, and there's no day of reckoning on the disaster American public education is because of that. The same people who signed off on telling us that the Hunter Biden laptop was just Russian-based, Russian disinformation, and wouldn't allow social media to do anything with it. Those people. So how is it that we've gotten here? Republicans had all these picks, right? They don't miss. Look at the other side. Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown, They don't miss with their picks. You know where their vote's going to be. Roberts was a miss of a president who, when it came to the Supreme Court, was a clown. That's right. George W. Bush was a clown. He wanted to put in his Dallas real estate lawyer rather than Samuel Alito until we got on him and forced him to do something different. Trump, I thought Amy Coney Barrett, is looking at it from afar, was the pick for a lot of reasons. She wants to be in concert and advancing in the Supreme Court with John Roberts, getting to write this opinion. That's what it seems to me. She's not an originalist. Jonathan Turley put this best. He compared, not that this is going to happen, though. I mean, with inflation, illegal immigration. Jonathan Turley says today that freedom of speech, the First Amendment, that ought to be a major issue in this election. You know, but it's going to be drowned out by these others. And he takes you back to the election of Adams versus Jefferson. And Adams had put in the Alien and Sedition Act, had crushed dissent. And that's one of the reasons why Jefferson beat him. In the, that would have been the third, well, the first one, there was no presidential race, really. It would have been the second presidential race, Adams versus Jefferson. So what's going to happen going forward here? Well, what's going to happen is if Biden, by happenstance, wins, you're going to see more and more suppression, more and more tightening around social media, which is a major force. We all know that. Now, what was the rationale of the court? The rationale of the court was that these actors, the people, the plaintiffs that brought this, they did not have standing. Now, that's true. That does not preclude somebody that they deem withstanding taking up this case, but I wouldn't hold my breath about it. I don't see that that's going to be the case. Justice Alito, in his dissent, said much of what I just said. He was there for the reading of this, thought it was that important. We had an inkling this was coming in a series of hypothetical questions. Roberts, Kavanaugh too, and Barrett signaled concern about setting a standard that restricted the government's ability to communicate with the platforms over concerns, content that might be problematic. Yeah, it's always problematic with these people because we're stupid. COVID's the best example. You know, the New York Times is sending, they said it themselves today, 29 fact checkers. See, that's the other thing, too. The constant fact checker. Who checks the fact checkers? 29 fact checkers to the debate. Can you see these little, this little beehive of fact checkers there? This is a big case, a huge case. And again, the Supreme Court on this, I think there's definitive standing here. They should have ruled. They should have tried to develop a metric which allows these social media companies to have more of a... what is the national security? What is it that the Biden people were going after with the Hunter Biden laptop? We're supposed to believe that was national security. With COVID, they just saw it one way, and they deemed if you saw it another way, you didn't have a right to that. Now, I may not even have agreed with some of the other ways that people saw it, but that doesn't mean I didn't think they had a right to that stance. And it turns out any number of things are debatable, including we just saw Snopes the other day say that Trump finally, after what, six years, did not say that white supremacists were fine people. This is a huge, huge decision. And again, I don't know why Republicans miss on Supreme Court picks. Bush missed on Roberts, without a doubt. And Amy Coney Barrett, I think, is a miss because she wants to be with Roberts. She wants to advance by being with John Roberts. Kavanaugh is disappointing, not horrible. Alito, of course, is the star to me. We didn't miss with him, but that's only because we stopped Bush. So you got to look at this. Even Trump's picks, whatever he was told, whatever they were told with Amy Coney Barrett, I'm only going by what appeared to be her track record. Any originalist in the Constitution would have seen what the government is doing here by leaning on with the full power of the federal government as something that has to be protected by the First Amendment. Champions of the First Amendment. Will that be an issue in this campaign? I don't think so. You know, it seems a little too far afield given all the other things that are out there. All right, we got Dr. Ben Carson coming on today. I'll ask him about this and a bunch of other. Yeah, I'm going to particularly ask him about COVID. When we see how many of these things appear to be at least doubtful that we were told. Lee Zeldin, who had a dust up on CNN, will be here, the former congressman and Trump surrogate. And our buddy Jeff Van Drew, by the way, the next Mulligans, July 3rd at Mulligans. If you missed the last one, you're headed down the shore, July 4th, make it a day. It's going to be fabulous. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew will be there in studio with us. Maybe a little scotch tasting test. I'm not a scotch aficionado, but I'm going to try it for Van Drew, who is. He'll be there at 1:30. I don't know how long he'll stay, but if you'd like to salute him, say hello, ask a question, whatever it might be, he's the first of our guests that we know. There'll be others, though. We always have a blast there at Johnny Z's, but Jeff Van Drew in the house on July 3rd. All right, here's the side question today. And Jim, this is cut 11. Here is what JFK said, really, when translated from the German. It means, I have it here, I am a jelly donut. But the world didn't think that. They thought it meant something else. Here's what he said on this date in history.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Yeah, I am a Berliner. That was one of the most moving moments with Kennedy. I'd probably not as moving as tear down this wall, but the bonding, the crowds. So what I'd like to get today for the side question, your reaction to everything else. Hit us with some foreign phrase that is popular, something that we use in our, I'll give you a couple examples. The last time we did this, I think it was 2.5 years ago. Ménage à trois won for obvious reasons. Okay. But you see things like persona non grata. Now, why do we use these things from Latin, a bunch of other languages? They make the English language more colorful. So you give me that foreign expression, particularly if it's one that you really like. You have to tell us why. You have to sell it, like, you know, always with the side question. Hit us with that. Your name might go into the hat. You might be the winner this coming Friday. All right. I'd love to get your reaction. The Supreme Court decision. Look, don't sweat the immunity thing. I don't think that's going to be a big deal. I'm more interested in the January 6th case of these defendants charged with obstruction, even though they weren't charged with insurrection. I think the court's going to come down on their side. That could play out in the debate if it happens tomorrow. This, though, ought to shock people. In what universe do we want the government leaning on people? They don't like it. They still believe they lost the election in 2016 due to the Russians and Facebook. So they want to lean on social media in this manner, telling them, yeah, you know, this is disinformation. Cheap fakes, deep fakes. Anything they don't like. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow night to see if everybody can stipulate what inflation was when Biden came into office. Or are we going to debate that it was 9%? That's what he had to deal with. Somebody going to stipulate that? Is there going to be any way of arriving at that in the debate? All right, you got the side question. What is the impact of turning loose the government on all these social media entities to tell them, hey, this is not factual? What you're allowing up there in social media should not be allowed. Why? How are they the arbiter of this? How is Dr. Fauci the arbiter of anything? Are these credible people? All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So waiting for this, I think, ultimately phony presidential immunity. It's going to be historic. They're going to slightly punt on it. We get hit with something that is vitally important right now. What the Biden administration has been doing around all kinds of things. I listed just several of them that they don't like. So they want to label it disinformation, misinformation. Cheap tricks, anything. And threaten. That's what this comes down to. It's a nice social media company you got there. Be a shame if it got a fire or blew up or something. That's the way it works. And this Supreme Court just couldn't step up and do the job with six Republican picks on there. This is where we ended up. By the way, one of the big things, I have a poll out now that is a bit troubling. Maybe not. Biden's not getting away with it. One of the big things I mentioned coming up tomorrow night is going to be inflation. What was the rate of inflation when Biden took over? What was it? And let's see if they don't make a point of getting that right. And stipulating it. And if Biden wants to say it was 9%, what's that based on? That's a legitimate question. This is the issue. Americans want to know who did what because it's an indicator of what they'll do in the future. So a poll out today asked the question, and it breaks down along partisan lines about who is to blame for inflation. Republicans are twice as likely as Democrats to blame the government for inflation. Democrats are twice as likely as Republicans to blame corporate greed. Now, troubling for Biden, One in four Democrats see the current government, meaning the Biden administration, as the biggest driver of high prices. Now, that could have a pretty big impact, to put it mildly, in a close election. 41% of overall respondents say government spending and policies are most to blame for higher prices. 39% say companies were more to blame. Just 41% of independents blame the government. You know, these holier-than-thou people, I'm an independent. Yeah, I'm independent. Look, you could say you're a Republican or Democrat and say, but I vote for the other party or the other person, if need be. Now, it's more cachet to be the independent. Out of 41%, only 41% of independents see the basic math of this, of exactly what happened. So in what universe is corporate America responsible for what you pay when you go to the grocery store? They're going to continue to try to do that. And the reason they have to do it, they are getting some traction with it. People want to believe that a little bit, and maybe they can weasel out of it so that they can spend and do more of it. But 56% of Republicans blame the government. What about the other 44? What are these people seeing that I'm not seeing, that you may not be seeing? Bob Casey and Joe Biden, are that convincing? All right, 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question today. Foreign phrase. Did it a couple years ago. It was great. And I just thought with Ichbein, the Kennedy, I am a West Berliner, that'd be a good day to do that. And we got Dr. Ben Carson coming up at 1, Lee Zeldin, and Jeff Andrew. All right, let me go to Jeff in Hatboro and talk radio 1210. Hello, Jeff. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
So,
good.
For the side question today, it's a little bit out of the box, but Semper Fidelis, which the Marines say, or Semper Fi, which stands for always faithful, I just think because of what's been going on in the world and our country, especially right now, I think the meaning of those words, people need to start taking that to heart and kind of acting like that, because I just don't see it. People are just cruel anymore. It's divided. And I really think it's important that we get back to that.
Absolutely. That's a great one. Semper Fi is a great one. It's a breakdown of something that's a foreign word, kind of a badge of honor. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And the story behind it. All right. Here is now, this is Mike Johnson. This is Cut 12, the Speaker of the House. Yesterday, talking about, and I want to talk about this a lot over the next couple of days. We're being told now, if you believe that Joe Biden is going to be different heading into the debate, just like he was the State of the Union, you're engaging in birtherism, you know, conspiracies and all that. Where's the evidence? The evidence is we all saw it at the State of the Union. He was pumped up on something. He was screaming. Not necessarily making great sense, but that's a lot better than the day-to-day Joe Biden. Of course they're doing something. And a year or two from now, Woodward, one of those guys, they know it. They'll write about it. Oh, yeah, here's what they were doing. Here's how they got over the finish line and fooled the American people. So here is Mike Johnson saying, no, we're not saying that he's using cocaine. I don't see why he would use cocaine, Biden. That would be something that would focus him and also give him energy. I think it's got to be something like Adderall, Ritalin, something like that, that we know people go to that because of those properties. So here's Mike Johnson.
Do you think some of the rhetoric, Speaker Johnson, I mean, just knowing you and how you conduct yourself, do you think some of the rhetoric is out of line when people from Trump's team are suggesting that Trump himself, that Biden is going to be on cocaine when he's on that debate stage Thursday night?
Look, there's a lot of things that are said in jest. Of course, no one expects that Joe Biden would be on cocaine, but they do ask questions, and I think they're objectively, I think it makes sense why people are asking, will he be on some sort of energy drinks or something, okay? Look, his energy levels, you can see, vary depending on what format he's in and what forum, and, you know, we expect that he'll do what he did at the State of the Union. He had a lot of energy that night, so that's the Joe Biden I expect to see. The question is, can he stay for 90 minutes on that stage and go toe-to-toe with President Trump, who, as you know, goes to rallies and talks for 2 hours on end without any break and any notes. So it'll be a very interesting thing to see.
Yeah, I mean, the allegations just about drugs have just been, frankly, ridiculous.
Oh, they are. They're frankly ridiculous. We'll find out about that a year from now. Some point it'll come out. Frankly ridiculous. Just look at the comparison to this guy at the State of the Union. Here's Mike Huckabee, maybe a little bit more severe than me. This is Cut 13. Here's Huckabee saying how he expects Joe Biden to be tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be a very sterile environment,
yeah.
And I'm surprised that Joe wanted it that way because he can't in any way feed off the crowd. Now, you could say, well, Donald Trump can't either. But Donald Trump understands the power of television in a way Joe doesn't. And here's going to be the problem for Joe Biden. If he goes through that yelling thing, it's going to come across as an irrational crazy man because television is such an intimate medium. In a crowd, you can yell, and
right.
It sounds like in the context. There is no context. But if he's stumbling, then it's a close-up shot, and you see his eyes, you see his lips fumble. It's really a bad forum for Joe Biden, more so than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, as we know, he can be hilariously funny. He can, be sarcastic. I think he's going to have a great night, and he's prepared for it in two ways that people are missing. Because I hear people say he's not been, having these coaching sessions. He doesn't need them. He sat through 7 weeks of a trial in which he had to be insulted day after day after day. You can't get better preparation than that. And then he's been out on the rally stage, and he's been talking to cheering crowds. He's ready.
All right. Here's some of the questions that have been suggested that I saw out of all the questions suggested out there. And I wanted to hear yours, 855-839-1210. I said a moment ago with the Supreme Court decision and this misinformation, it could go in any kind of form. They could say to President Biden, when you took office, inflation was actually 1.4%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the government agency, 1.4%. It rose to 9%. 9%. Or more. And you told you who finance in May that's what you inherited. So you're in conflict with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, your own government source. Why did you believe when you entered office that first day inflation was at 9%? Now, that would be a legitimate policy area to start. However they want to couch it, let both of them talk about it. You got to at least establish what was inflation at before we even get to why has it taken off grocery prices 20%, all the stuff that you know. Another question, what would you do differently in the next 4 years to bring down inflation that you could not have done these past 4 years to Biden? In other words, what's going to be different? What is the secret sauce? And if he says we've already lowered inflation, no, you haven't. You've lowered the rate. Stipulate that. Baked in is the 20%. What are you going to do to chip away? So say 2 years from now, Americans will not be paying 20% more at the grocery store. That's a legitimate, these are all legitimate policy questions, and you can let them go back and forth a little bit on it. But if they don't start with something like this, then it'll be pretty easy to just call them out that they're not doing their responsibility aside from their bias. They don't know what they're doing. I think this is the type of thing the American people want to hear. What would you do next? They can ask Trump that. I think Trump's going to talk about energy. I think Trump is going to point back to some of the things that he did while president that kept inflation normal and low. Now, we all know about the 51 people that they got to come in. Remember that? The 51 former intelligence officials came in to tell us the Hunter Biden laptop was all about the Russians. Well, now CNN today is quoting 16 Nobel economists warning that Trump would make America's inflation crisis worse. In other words, one of those big open letters telling us it's going to be worse if Trump is president. In what universe? This is the very same thing. Now, why do they keep doing this? Because those 51 people have not suffered anything by being in the tank on the Hunter Biden thing. If there's a consequence, some loss of stature, some loss of income, then you don't do this. So now, 16 Nobel economists warning, you elect Trump, you think inflation's bad now. Wait until you see what happens, that Trump is going to make this worse. It's out this morning. This is the tactic. And they'll keep doing it as long as there's no punishment on this. All right, love to get you in at 855-839-1210. I got a bunch more. What would your question be that you think is legitimate? Even if it's pointed, you want to ask it to both sides. I mean, what's a legitimate thing to try to establish here? When I moderate debates, all right, and in various forums, I've done 40 or 50 of them. My job is to try to establish and be relentless to establish a point, a metric here, before we even get into causality and who did what. Something that's factual, or at least pretty close to the truth. You got to establish, what the heck was the rate of inflation when Joe Biden came into office? If you don't start with that, not even trying to pin Biden down, but he's the one trying to get away with it. What was it? What are those fact checkers going to say? And then we get into, okay, it was only 1.4, and then we saw where it went with you. Then we start talking about why. I'm sure they'll blame COVID. And then the debate is on. Then Trump has to handle his own. It went to this, and Biden's excuse is it was because of COVID, not my policies. But if you don't establish right out of the box, same thing with the border. If you can't establish right out of the box what happened under Trump due to his policy, and then what's happened under Biden as far as people getting into the country, and then the debate is on, well, Trump's policy was not humane. Okay, they can debate that. But you got to establish what's happened here. And we have the beauty part of this is, for the first time in 100 years, we have a former president. We can see his result. Then we can see Biden's. And then we can ask, why? And then the debate, they can debate that. That's debatable, but we got to establish what's happened here, the contrast. If you don't even try to do that, I would spend a half hour trying to do this. Definitely. Because in the course of doing that, you're giving the American people, and we're seeing numbers that upwards of 80 million are going to watch. By the way, the polling out today, 68% of people in a big poll believe that Trump is going to win the debate. All right, now that's two-edged. That's a good upside. You know what the downside is? Oh, Biden didn't look too bad, Martha. Yeah, Joe didn't look too bad. Low expectations. All right, 855-839-1210. You got to jump in right now with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, welcome in. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So those are a couple of questions. The goal should be at the very beginning to establish the contrast between these two presidencies. And there are two major issues you can do that with pretty easily. One, inflation. What was it? What did it rise to under Biden? Then, you know, within bounds, you have the two of them go back and forth about why. The question's in there. That's a chance to mix it up a little bit. Illegal immigration, what are the metrics? And then why? Let's look at the two policies. Trump's policy about keeping people in Mexico, Biden's policy. All right. Now, Biden then is going, let him. He's going to blame the Republicans. You'll be able to point out, well, wait a minute, why did you wait so long for all this vaunted congressional action that you needed to do anything? But the goal has to be to establish the contrast. That's not what CNN wants to do, though. They want to tank Trump by getting into January 6th and getting into the 2020 election, post-2020 election. That's all that they want to focus on. Now, neither one of those things really advance on the issues that everybody claims they want to talk about for the American people. So if I were running it, I'm going to focus in. Now, we can get to those two things if you say the presidency, a question of character and all that. Okay. But first, we have to establish the policies. And we have two gigantic ones that people care about more than anything else, obviously. Inflation and illegal immigration. You have to, it's pretty clear to me, you have to establish the differences between the two. And then they can debate the reasons why, or the reasons why their policy is superior. Before we get into any of the January 6th and the 2020 stuff, etc. Now that would seem to be a pretty easy template to run this debate. And that should take a half hour. I mean, it's that important. And you let them go back and forth with each other. I'm all on board with that. Let's see what they lead with, though. I mean, it's clear what the lead should be here. And coming off this decision today, it's just another example of how far we've gone. In what universe can Amy Coney Barrett be called an originalist? What a disgrace. Roberts, we already know what he is. And Kavanaugh just strikes me as a weaker. Coney Barrett, I had more expectations for. To try to punt and say, well, there's not standing here. So we're going to let the government continue to work at the full force of the federal government they're holding over you. Think about that, what that's like. You don't want to have to go through that. No one does. And that's what they're doing with these social media companies. Now they're all pumped up. They'll be doing more of it. You know, this carries over through this election cycle. God knows what they'll tell us is dangerous, misinformation, disinformation, fact checkers, little fact checkers. Who determines that? Who fact checks that fact checker? 29 New York Times fact checkers are sending them. They call them fact checkers in today's New York Times. To the debate. You need 29 people to be checking this. My God. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I have a question that I think would be a good question
sure.
for Biden. And it to me, it definitely ties into the inflation issue. Why did you stop the Keystone Pipeline? And mm-hmm. if elected, reelected, will you reopen it, given that gas prices are also driving other things up because mm-hmm. it's costly to get goods where they need to go? That could solve a big issue in the inflation race. So, Joe Biden, why did you shut down the pipeline and will you reopen it?
Yeah, no, that's fair, Leslie, but the first thing I think we have to establish is what was inflation at the end of Trump's term leading into Biden? I mean, that can't be allowed to stand if people are fuzzy over anything of how much it went up under Biden. Then that gets into
True.
The causes. And energy is the number one driver of this.
But it's, you know, I would think it's pretty easy to look that up to see what inflation was the day Trump left office.
Yes, but realize, you know, you're going to have 82, 84 million people tomorrow night. A lot of these people are not paying attention like you and I are. So, you know, they might buy anything. They might buy, Leslie, 44% of Republicans in this big survey out today think that corporate America is more responsible for inflation than the government. Republicans. I mean, what universe?
Yeah, I know. It's really sad what's going on, how uninformed we've become.
Well, and look, I can't beat this horse to death anymore. I know what it is with Biden, too. It's not like we're guessing that he's just a progressive who wanted to spend money. He was told by the Meachums and all these historians and all, there's a record of this. He meets with them still. You want to be a significant president, you got to go big. FDR, LBJ.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
what he did. It's a smoking gun that's right there.
Yes. He went big, but he's a big flop.
Yeah, well, this is what it always causes. I am heartened. I don't know about you, though. I am heartened by one thing. A great number of people, more than I thought, have connected him to inflation and grocery bills.
Oh, yes.
So that part seems to be there. I can't speak to the 44% of Republicans of why they don't get it. What's your foreign phrase, Leslie?
Well, I hear that it's possible that the Biden administration is thinking about changing the motto of the country, which is "In God We Trust," to "Mi casa e tu casa."
Oh, I love how you put all that together. All right. Let me write that one down. That's what we're looking for, that foreign phrase today. Nicely played by Leslie at the end of your call. Why do 44% of Republicans, though, want to believe corporate America is more responsible for this? Now, am I saying corporate America might jack up a price here and there? But you have to remember how competitive this is. Look at the dizzying array of fast food restaurant chains and all kinds of chains. Hooters now. An American institution is on the ropes. Remember, we did a show. Hooters had a thing for Mother's Day, take your mom to dinner at Hooters. Can you imagine these morons taking a mom to dinner at Hooters? Maybe that's why they failed. But why are they closing then if they're the ones jacking up prices? They have to compete, so do supermarkets. So around the edges, are there some things maybe where corporate America push it up a little? Yeah. But is that the root cause of it? Or is it fundamentally, we know what happens when you have this type of government spending. It results in inflation every time. All right, we're coming to your calls. Dr. Ben Carson at 1 o'clock. June is Men's Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Life is busy. It can be hard to focus on our health. Thankfully, Rescue Men's Health Supplements have the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that provide men with what they need. Rescue Supplements can help boost your testosterone, promote a healthy prostate, as well as support energy and vitality for an active life. For the month of June, when you buy one of their Men's Health single bottles, you'll receive a second totally free. Just use the code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one offer. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, Super Prostate, and a lot more. Again, just use that code STRENGTH, STRENGTH, for the buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Men's Health products. Shop res-q.com and do it today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, Dr. Ben Carson. Jeff and Drew coming up a little bit later. By the way, and I believe this is the judge in the case of the 12-year-old allegedly brutally murdered by two people who shouldn't be in this country. She says it hurts even more. Harris County judge. That these poor children and other are being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist, because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let them move it forward. Can you imagine this woman, right? The judge in Harris County. And I researched it a little bit more. The reason why the death penalty is not there yet is they're waiting for the rape kit to come back to see if indeed this 12-year-old was raped. Then it might qualify as a death penalty case. How even in Texas do we get to a point where, aside from the rape and everything else and being here illegally, you can murder a 12-year-old, strangle her, allegedly, throw her in a creek, And if convicted of that, apparently going in, you don't ask for the death penalty. And that's in Texas. You know, we have to fight the left. This issue bothers me, maybe second to none. If you take a life, that's all that we need, along the lines of whatever the state requirements are for first-degree murder. If you do that, we don't need any add-on, anything else. This is what they've created in a system. Doesn't have to be torture. Doesn't have to be rape. It doesn't have to be anything. It is just calm and straightforward. You took a life. We're going to take yours as quickly as we possibly can. That's as simple as it is. But that's apparently why they're waiting. This judge making a lot of news, though. So a reporter said, all due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized by pointing the finger at former President Trump. Aren't you politicizing it? I think I answered the question. So, yeah, I mean it. This is about Jocelyn. This is about the family. Trump, responsible here, he's holding up. You see, McConnell and Biden would solve this by now at the border. And we're using these people as pawns. No, we're pointing out the inconvenient truth that they don't want to address. They are more concerned about allowing people into this country helter-skelter than they are about protecting Americans. And I would err on the side, not one American life, not one American injury is worth all these nonsense. It's not. So whatever's going on economically and all that, that's sad. But the bottom line is we protect Americans first and always. And we're not going to risk anything by allowing this nonsense. Now, I think if you made that point, this country is not so far gone that would.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So those are a couple of questions. The goal should be at the very beginning to establish the contrast between these two presidencies, and there are two major issues you can do that with pretty easily. One, inflation. What was it? What did it rise to under Biden? Then, you know, within bounds, you have the two of them go back and forth about why. The question's in there. That's a chance to mix it up a little bit. Illegal immigration, what are the metrics? And then why? Let's look at the two policies. Trump's policy about keeping people in Mexico, Biden's policy. All right. Now, Biden then is going, let him. He's going to blame the Republicans. You'll be able to point out, well, wait a minute. Why did you wait so long for all this vaunted congressional action that you needed to do anything? But the goal has to be to establish the contrast. That's not what CNN wants to do, though. They want to tank Trump by getting into January 6th and getting into the 2020 election, post-2020 election. That's all that they want to focus on. Now, neither one of those things really advance on the issues that everybody claims they want to talk about for the American people. So if I were running it, I'm going to focus in, and we can get to those two things. If you say the presidency, a question of character and all that, okay. But first, we have to establish the policies. And we have two gigantic ones that people care about more than anything else, obviously. Inflation and illegal immigration. You have to, it's pretty clear to me, you have to establish the differences between the two. And then they can debate the reasons why, or the reasons why their policy is superior. Before we get into any of the January 6th and the 2020 stuff, etc. Now that would seem to be a pretty easy template to run this debate. And that should take a half hour. I mean, it's that important. And you let them go back and forth with each other. I'm all on board with that. Let's see what they lead with, though. I mean, it's clear what the lead should be here. And coming off this decision today, it's just another example of how far we've gone. In what universe can Amy Coney Barrett be called an originalist? What a disgrace. Roberts, we already know what he is. And Kavanaugh just strikes me as a weaker. Coney Barrett, I had more expectations for. To try to punt and say, well, there's not standing here. So we're going to let the government continue to work at the full force of the federal government they're holding over you. Think about that, what that's like. You don't want to have to go through that. No one does. And that's what they're doing with these social media companies. Now they're all pumped up. They'll be doing more of it. You know, this carries over through this election cycle. God knows what they'll tell us is dangerous, misinformation, disinformation, fact checkers, little fact checkers. Who determines that? Who fact checks that fact checker? 29 New York Times fact checkers are sending it. They call them fact checkers in today's New York Times. To the debate. You need 29 people to be checking this. My God. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I have a question that I think would be a good question
sure.
for Biden. And it to me, it definitely ties into the inflation issue. Why did you stop the Keystone Pipeline? And mm-hmm. if elected, reelected, will you reopen it? Given that gas prices are also driving other things up because mm-hmm. it's costly to get goods where they need to go, that could solve a big issue in the inflation race. So, Joe Biden, why did you shut down the pipeline and will you reopen it?
Yeah, no, that's fair, Leslie, but first thing I think we have to establish is what was inflation at the end of Trump's term leading into Biden? I mean, that can't be allowed to stand if people are fuzzy over anything of how much it went up under Biden. Then that gets into
True.
The causes. And energy is the number one driver of this.
But
it's, you know, I would think it's pretty easy to look that up, to see what inflation was the day Trump left office.
Yes, but realize, you know, you're going to have 82, 84 million people tomorrow night. A lot of these people are not paying attention like you and I are. So, you know, they might buy anything. They might buy, Leslie, 44% of Republicans in this big survey out today think that corporate America is more responsible for inflation than the government. Republicans. I mean, what universe?
Yeah, I know. It's really sad what's going on, how uninformed we've become.
Well, and look, I can't beat this horse to death anymore. I know what it is with Biden, too. It's not like we're guessing that he's just a progressive who wanted to spend money. He was told by the Meachums and all these historians and all, there's a record of this. He meets with them still. You want to be a significant president, you got to go big. FDR, LBJ.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
what he did. It's a smoking gun that's right there.
Yes. He went big, but he's a big flop.
Yeah. Well, this is what it always causes. I am heartened. Absolutely. I don't know about you, though. I am heartened by one thing. A great number of people, more than I thought, have connected him to inflation and grocery bills.
Oh, yes.
So that part seems to be there. I can't speak to the 44% of Republicans of why they don't get it. What's your farm phrase, Leslie?
Well, I hear that it's possible that the Biden administration is thinking about changing the motto of the country, which is "In God We Trust," to "Mi casa e tu casa."
Oh, I love how you put all that together. All right. Let me write that one down. That's what we're looking for, that foreign phrase today. Nicely played by Leslie at the end of your call. Why do 44% of Republicans, though, want to believe corporate America is more responsible for this? Now, am I saying corporate America might jack up a price here and there? But you have to remember how competitive this is. Look at the dizzying array of fast food restaurant chains and all kinds of chains. Hooters now. An American institution is on the ropes. Remember we did a show? Hooters had a thing for Mother's Day, take your mom to dinner at Hooters. Can you imagine these morons taking a mom to dinner at Hooters? Maybe that's why they failed. But why are they closing then if they're the ones jacking up prices? They have to compete, so do supermarkets. So around the edges, are there some things maybe where corporate America push it up a little? Yeah. But is that the root cause of it? Or is it fundamentally, we know what happens when you have this type of government spending. It results in inflation every time. All right, we're coming to your calls. Dr. Ben Carson at 1 o'clock. June is Men's Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Life is busy. It can be hard to focus on our health. Thankfully, Rescue Men's Health Supplements have the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that provide men with what they need. Rescue supplements can help boost your testosterone, promote a healthy prostate, as well as support energy and vitality for an active life. For the month of June, when you buy one of their Men's Health single bottles, you'll receive a second totally free. Just use the code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one offer. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, Super Prostate, and a lot more. Again, just use that code STRENGTH, STRENGTH, for the buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Men's Health products. Shop res-q.com and do it today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, Dr. Ben Carson, Jeff and Drew coming up a little bit later. By the way, and I believe this is the judge in the case of the 12-year-old allegedly brutally murdered by two people who shouldn't be in this country. She says it hurts even more. Harris County judge, that these poor children and other are being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist. because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let them move it forward. Can you imagine this woman, right, the judge in Harris County? And I researched it a little bit more. The reason why the death penalty is not there yet is they're waiting for the rape kit to come back to see if indeed this 12-year-old was raped. Then it might qualify as a death penalty case. How even in Texas do we get to a point where, aside from the rape and everything else and being here illegally, you can murder a 12-year-old, strangle her, allegedly, throw her in a creek, and if convicted of that, apparently going in, you don't ask for the death penalty. And that's in Texas. You know, we have to fight the left. This issue bothers me, maybe second to none. If you take a life, that's all that we need, along the lines of whatever the state requirements are for first-degree murder. If you do that, we don't need any add-on, anything else. This is what they've created in a system. Doesn't have to be torture. Doesn't have to be rape. It doesn't have to be anything. It is just calm and straightforward. You took a life. We're going to take yours as quickly as we possibly can. That's as simple as it is. But that's apparently why they're waiting. This judge making a lot of news, though. So a reporter said, all due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized by pointing the finger at former President Trump. Aren't you politicizing it? I think I answered the question. So, yeah, I mean it. This is about Jocelyn. This is about the family. Trump responsible here. He's holding up. You see, McConnell and Biden would solve this by now at the border. And we're using these people as pawns. No, we're pointing out the inconvenient truth that they don't want to address. They are more concerned about allowing people into this country helter-skelter than they are about protecting Americans. And I would err on the side, not one American life, not one American injury is worth all these nonsense. It's not. So whatever's going on economically and all that, that's sad. But the bottom line is we protect Americans first and always. And we're not going to risk anything by allowing this nonsense. Now, I think if you made that point, this country is not so far gone that that would not be a point that reverberates with the average American. Maybe not in the way that I just did. You have to be calmer on TV. But you get what I'm saying. Can you imagine this judge? Well, McConnell and Biden would solve this. They're just using this little girl as a pawn. Everybody's a pawn. No, they want people to come into this country in any way that they can. If there's collateral damage, little 12-year-olds raped and killed, well, if we had truth serum, they would say that's worth it for the greater good, which is people coming into the country. It's not. Not one life, not one injury, not one threat to an American. I don't want them. Unless it is by our laws and by a process that is extreme when it comes to vetting. That's the bottom line. All right, Dr. Ben Carson is next here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, Dr. Ben Carson, Jeff and Drew coming up a little bit later. By the way, and I believe this is the judge in the case of the 12-year-old allegedly brutally murdered by two people who shouldn't be in this country. She says it hurts even more. Harris County judge. That these poor children and other are being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let them move it forward. Can you imagine this woman, right? The judge in Harris County. And I researched it a little bit more. The reason why the death penalty is not there yet is they're waiting for the rape kit to come back to see if indeed this 12-year-old was raped. Then it might qualify as a death penalty case. How even in Texas do we get to a point where, aside from the rape and everything else and being here illegally, you can murder a 12-year-old, strangle her, allegedly, throw her in a creek, and if convicted of that, apparently, going in, you don't ask for the death penalty. And that's in Texas. You know, we have to fight the left. This issue bothers me, maybe second to none. If you take a life, that's all that we need, along the lines of whatever the state requirements are for first-degree murder. If you do that, we don't need any add-on, anything else. This is what they've created in a system. Doesn't have to be torture. Doesn't have to be rape. It's doesn't have to be anything. It is just calm and straightforward. You took a life. We're going to take yours as quickly as we possibly can. That's as simple as it is, but that's apparently why they're waiting. This judge making a lot of news, though. So a reporter said, all due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized by pointing the finger at former President Trump. Aren't you politicizing it? I think I answered the question. So, yeah, I mean it. This is about Jocelyn. This is about the family. Trump responsible here. He's holding up. You see, McConnell and Biden would solve this by now at the border. And we're using these people as pawns. No, we're pointing out the inconvenient truth that they don't want to address. They are more concerned about allowing people into this country helter-skelter than they are about protecting Americans. And I would err on the side, not one American life, not one American injury is worth all these nonsense. It's not. So whatever's going on economically and all that, that's sad. But the bottom line is we protect Americans first and always. And we're not going to risk anything by allowing this nonsense. Now, I think if you made that point, this country is not so far gone that that would not be a point that reverberates with the average American. Maybe not in the way that I just did. You have to be calmer on TV. But you get what I'm saying. Can you imagine this, Judge? Well, McConnell and Biden would solve this. They're just using this little girl as a pawn. Everybody's a pawn. No, they want people to come into this country in any way that they can. If there's collateral damage, little 12-year-olds raped and killed, well, if we had truth serum, they would say that's worth it for the greater good, which is people coming into the country. It's not. Not one life, not one injury, not one threat to an American. I don't want them. Unless it is by our laws and by a process that is extreme when it comes to vetting. That's the bottom line. All right, Dr. Ben Carson is next here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.